Peter with me now, so we'll get a bit on that a little bit later on. First of all, Peter, the first away win of the season, and well deserved.
Yes, I think so. Over the 90 minutes, I thought we deserved the 3 points.
What was particularly pleasing for you this afternoon?
We showed good resilience. Obviously, it's a difficult place to come. It was a very windy day, and the first half, it was difficult to get any distance on the clearances, so consequently, you can get penned in a little bit. But I thought once we sort of got to grips with that, we played some decent stuff on the counter-attack, and towards the end of the half, I thought we looked quite dangerous.
There were spells when they looked like they were going to take the game by the scruff of the neck, but what was impressive was you rode out the storm and took advantage of it.
Well, you've got to do that away from home. You're not just going to come away and dominate for 90 minutes. It doesn't matter who you play, there's going to be a spell where you've just got to dig in and be resolute. And I was disappointed we lost concentration at the back in the first 5 minutes of the second half, and that could have turned the game. Goals turned games, and their player got through, we got in too easy, he should have hit the target, or he should have done better with the chance. So, you know, we got a little break there. We might not get that break on another day.
And Simon Brown and Richie Barker getting the goals again. They're finding them with great regularity for you now, and another great performance from both of them up front.
Yeah, they look good. It's a good pairing, you know. They complement one another. Really pleased for Richie. He works his socks off. Takes a bit of stick, obviously, and he don't get the most protection in the world. But at the end of the day, I'm really pleased with the pair. I'm really pleased with all the boys. I'm a little bit disappointed that now I've got an enforced change at left back.
Yeah, just talk a little bit about that situation. What's Gareth told you about it?
He's disappointed. I mean, I went to speak to the referee after, and I said, look, there's 20 seconds to go. Could you not have defused the situation? But he said, well, no, I couldn't. And that was his words. So what do you say? Do you appeal? I don't know. I don't think I can, because I think there was an incident that, he dealt with it as his own fate, and according to the letter of the law, he's probably correct.
Were you disappointed though with Gareth, the fact that 93rd minute 2-0 up, that he did overreact like that?
I am disappointed, because he played well and he's been playing well, and I think he's very disappointed, he's very down. And I've just said, look, you've just got to I'm livid in certain aspects, because I lose him for 3 games, you know, for nothing really. And that's football. I'll not be the first to say that, and I'll not be the last.
321 Stags fans here today. A special mention for them as well. They've waited from March to get a win on the travels. They finally got it this afternoon.
Yeah, I'm pleased for them. Terrific fans, you know, they've been great. Next league game is obviously a Friday night game. I hope they turn out in numbers, and before that there's a trip to Rotherham. So I hope they enjoy that day. FA Cup's always a good occasion, you know, so we'll dust ourselves down a little bit. There's a few bumps and bruises. I did anticipate having to use 14 players today, but as it turned out, managed not to have to make any substitutions. I thought at half time I thought I might have to, but as it turned out, the lads dug in and they were terrific. So full credit to the boys. They've took everything I've said on board, and if they keep doing what we're doing and working hard, I think we'll be okay.
Congratulations, Peter. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry. Well done. Thanks very much.
Well done.